Hey guys, welcome to the I Can Relate podcast. I'm your host, Rebecca Miller. On this podcast, we talk to relatable and amazing people with real life struggles and joys, sharing the goodness of God. And each episode is designed to bring encouragement to your life. So make sure you subscribe today. Others can find the same encouragement through the podcast by giving some reviews and stars. So let's get started. Have you ever lacked confidence in your life? Does your lack of confidence paralyze you and keep you from the dreams that you want to accomplish? I'm really excited because my guest today, Chelsea Cornish, she is a follower of Jesus, wife to Cameron, mom to four, and a business owner. And she is here to talk about where she finds her confidence to deal with everyday life. So, hey, Chelsea, how are you? And welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I really am so glad that you're on the podcast. And I, of course, shared a little bit about who you are. But real quick, can you just tell us a little bit more about your family, your business? You're a business owner, and where your life is right now.
Okay. So I'm married to Cameron. We've been married for 10 years this year. We got married when we were 19. We have four children. We own a financial services business that we absolutely love. It's our passion. I feel like that's where God has us right now. And so we're excited about that. We're excited about our business and it's growing and the life that we get to live. And so, yeah, that's where we're at right now.
That's awesome. And so just switching gears and getting right into our topic of confidence. And one thing, of course, I met Chelsea when we lived in Las Vegas. And one thing that shined brightly is, number one, her and her husband, their love for God. The people that they would bring to church that were on their team and in their business was such an inspiration to me and a great example. And I just want to share that with you, Chelsea, because really, it was always a blessing. I would sing for the worship, and I would just see all these people that were a part of your business that you would bring, and they would come to know Christ. And really, yeah, it was just truly incredible. So getting into this confidence, what is the biggest reason that you think that people lack confidence?
Yeah, as I was looking over this and trying to think, one of the biggest reasons, I think, and one of the reasons for me that I had to stop and say, okay, like, why am I feeling this way when it comes to lacking confidence growing up, I think one of the biggest reasons that people lack confidence is because they don't know who God says they are. The first step to, really saying, okay, I don't want to be insecure anymore. I don't want to feel this way and be unsure of what I'm doing. But to just stop and look and see who God says you are. God says we're a child of God. We're a friend of God, that I've been accepted by Christ. That we've been chosen by Christ, that we're fearfully and wonderfully made. And so, we live in a world where everyone, you're on Instagram and every commercial, and especially in Vegas, all the billboards, of who you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to look like. And I think if we just take a minute and take a step back and say, you know what, this is who God says I am. This is the way God made me, to be this person, to look this way. He put me where I am for a reason and for a purpose, right? And so I think that's, first of all, to stop comparing ourselves to other people, which is a huge thing, especially with social media right now. But to know who God says we are. I have a couple few. The second reason, I think, is because of our upbringing and our experiences, right? And so how we're raised and the people that are in our lives and the adults that have an influence on us and what we're allowed to watch on TV or be around, this shapes how we view ourselves, right?
Yes.
As our role as women, what we expect from men, how they should treat us. I'm reading a book right now called What a Girl Needs from Her Mom. And it talks about not talking negative about yourself or others in front of your kids, which I'm going to cover in a minute. But that book, I think, is great for women to read when it comes to, okay, am I being an example for my kids? What am I teaching my kids about who I am and the confidence level that I have because they mimic us, right?
Yes, absolutely. That's so good.
And then the third thing is they think that confident, I think something that people that lack confidence think about confident people, that they're always confident, right? People, saying like they're just so confident, they got it all going on. When that's not true, we might be confident in areas, but no one's fully 100% confident in everything that they do, right? And so if your goal is to become confident, then you got to understand that, hey, confident people aren't always confident either, you know? And
yeah, that's good.
Confident in knowing that you're getting better and growing so you can be a better mom and wife and person, right?
Yeah.
I hope that answered that question.
No, that was really good. And even the first point, what you said too, where it begins is knowing who you are in Christ. And even just recently, I feel like God has been honing that in my own life and making sure that I'm finding my value in Him and not other people. Yeah. That was powerful. And thank you so much. Really, all three of them were incredible. And I was like, preach, man. it was really good. Seriously. Okay, so the next one is share a defining moment when you begin to gain confidence in your life, in your own life. And I know I think you've kind of touched on that a little bit, but maybe even expound more just with this question.
Yeah, and so I think becoming confident is like a lifelong journey, right? We're always learning more and getting better, which when the more you know, it allows you to be a more confident person because you're more sure of what you're doing, right?
Yeah.
And so I think the first time I realized, like, oh, okay, like, you know, a little shift actually started, right, that I can think back and remember, was like in fourth grade. Like, this girl was kind of like bullying me. And so I told my mom, and my mom came into school like going crazy, yelling at everyone. And my dad was like, you cannot let people treat you like that. Like, don't let this happen. And he taught me, oh, okay, I'm supposed to kind of like value myself. Like, oh, okay, I'm not supposed to let people walk all over me. Like, you know, oh, I'm not supposed to let anyone talk to me any way they want to talk to me. And there's something that I can do about it. And I think that was like the very beginning of me saying, oh, you know, I don't have to let this happen.
Right.
I don't have to be this way. And so that for me was like a first step in saying, okay, I like this better. I like being able to stand up for myself and knowing that I'm right.
Yeah.
And that I'm doing right, you know, and not even that, like, I have a little sister. And so even at that point, as soon as I realized that, it was like, okay, I need to be a good example for my sister. I taught this in the fourth grade. That you can't let anyone treat her like that. I was very shy. That might be hard to believe. But I was very shy.
It is a little bit.
Yeah, because I'm not anymore, but that's very intentional, because naturally I like I'm totally fine walking in somewhere and like sitting in the corner by myself and like not talking to anybody in the room, but it actually takes effort for me to say, okay, no, I gotta go make friends. Like, that's like, some people walk in a room and it's natural,
yeah,
and they just want to go make friends with everybody. That's not me. I have to tell myself to go do that and actually get out of my comfort zone to do that, but that's something that I want to get better at. And I think
that's great.
Another thing was, that has to be confidence, because when I was in high school, it was like, I just was scared of people thought about me. What are they going to think about me? What are they going to say about me? You know, are they going to think I'm cool? And it's like, it goes back to knowing who God says you are. But then also saying, you know what? I don't have to be this way. I don't have to be this shy person that's scared of everybody.
Yeah.
You know, I can change who I am and say, okay, I don't want to be that way. I don't want to be sitting, like, I don't think anybody really wants to be the shy person that doesn't talk to anybody.
Right.
Something that we like, that's who I am, and so then we stay that way. We don't have to stay that way. And so I think that was a mental decision to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to go make a lot of friends because I don't want to be this way anymore. I don't want to be this shy person that sits in the corner. And so that was something else that was a life-changing. I mean, because really that was life-changing. Once I decided I don't have to be this way.
Right.
So when you make friends, and I'm going to do it, and it's uncomfortable, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah, that's so good. And I really think that leads me into the third question, because we can tell ourselves that, but when, you know, like, okay, I'm not going to be this way anymore, right? But what is a practical tip for developing confidence? So when that rears its head again, and you kind of go, oh, you know, you're not feeling confident, what is a practical tip for continuing to develop that confidence?
Okay, awesome question. I think, we teach, and what I do, something called affirmations, where you just constantly are telling yourself who you are, so that even when that doubt comes, so there's something, it's one thing to tell yourself who you are, it's another thing to correct that thought. And so if you're thinking something negative about yourself, instead of just going, no, I can't think that, now you change what you're saying about yourself, because you're going to reshape your brain to talk to yourself differently. right? To think about who you are differently. We got to reshape our brain from what we've learned from when we were younger and what we've seen and what we think about ourselves. And so it is a process. It's not a one-time thing where it's like, oh, okay, no, I'm not the person anymore. No, you've got to change that, right? And change the way right. you talk to yourself and change the way you view yourself
That's good.
When it comes to that. So my next point on that was to surround yourself with people who also believe in you. And they see the great things about you, right?
Good stuff.
Be around people that they're around you since they're family or they're family friends, you know, people you've just always been around, but maybe they don't see the greatness in you of who you could be and how much, you know, you could accomplish. I think it's super important to have people that believe in you and believe in where you're going, because this journey's hard enough. Have people that believe in you and want to speak life in you, that's incredibly important when it comes to your confidence. And then the last point on this is just, you got to care for yourself. You know, confidence comes from who I believe I am. So are you eating well? Are you taking care of your body?
That's good.
Get ready in the morning, because how you feel and how you look is how you feel.
Yeah.
Right? So
yes.
The house a mess, so I feel like a mess all day. But
yeah.
Take a minute and say, okay, it doesn't have to be you wear a bunch of makeup. It doesn't have to be you wear this, like, super cute outfit every day, right? But at least you get, you get ready and you take some kind of pride in, okay, this is who I am. And the better you feel, the better you'll do.
So number four is, how can we be confident without coming across conceited? And that...
I think that's an awesome question, but I think that's something that gets so confused, because I think confidence and conceit are two totally different things, right?
Right.
Confidence is like, I know who I am, I know what I'm accomplishing, I know what I'm here for, I know what God's purpose is. And so this is what I'm doing. You know,
yes.
we're sure of ourselves and what we're doing.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Is actually it's like you're trying to overcompensate, right? So people that are conceited that are always talking about me, look what I can do, look how good I am, they're actually overcompensating for whatever it is in their life that they're not being fulfilled in.
Yeah,
right?
Oh, that's
so
good.
I need your attention because I'm not getting it somewhere else. Whereas someone that's confident, a lot of times the most confident person is in the room is someone sitting in the corner by themselves, right? Because confident people, they're not looking for anyone's approval. Like, I don't care if you like me or not. Like, I want you to like me, but if you don't, okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Sorry, you know? Whereas conceited, like, they're always trying to get attention and like me and look at me, you know? And I think those are two totally different things. I think something that's different between confident and conceited people is conceited people a lot of times think they know it all already. And so they can't really learn anything from you, right? And as we're confident people, they're confident in what they know, but they're always trying to get better and they're always trying to learn more.
That's good.
And so I think that's another huge difference in being confident and conceited.
Yeah, that's good. Leading to my fifth question is, what can we do to instill confidence in our children? And not everybody maybe who's listening to this is a mom yet, but I love what you said. You said that when you were a teenager and you had a younger sister, you realized, wait a second, she's watching me. So maybe my listener out there, they're a teenager, they're a college student, they're just a wife and they don't have any kids yet. So this can apply because you always have someone watching you. So don't turn it off yet, those of you who are listening, because we're getting ready to talk about children, because take this and apply it to those children around you that maybe you babysit or that you teach in church class. So what can we do to instill confidence in our children?
I love this question. This is something that, you know, it's incredibly important in how we raise our children, is that we make sure that we do everything we can to make sure that they know who they are and that they're confident. Because honestly, kids that are confident make better decisions. You know, kids that are confident aren't searching for someone's approval. They're not going to fall under peer pressure if they know who they are.
Yeah.
And so number one, I think the most important thing is, as well as adults and children, is that you teach your kids who God say they are. You know, have them memorize these scriptures that talk about who God says they are, and, you know, that you're here for a reason, and God loves you, and we're seeking God's approval. We're not seeking people's approval.
Amen.
And And these are things that we talk about with our kids. Another thing we do with our kids, we teach them affirmations. And their affirmations are so long. I don't think everyone's kids need to be as long as ours. But some of the things we teach our kids to say every night before they go to bed is, we're a God-loving family. We're children of God. We are leaders. We choose faith over fear. We stand for what is right. We work hard. We always finish what we start. And so a lot of it has to do with God. A lot of it has to do with, you know, hey, I'm going to be consistent. We want some consistency, because all these things will factor into who they believe they are. And yeah, children who have their parents backing and they know, okay, my parents believe in me. This is my next one, is that, you know, that you believe in your kids, and let them know you believe in them. And hey, you could do anything you put your mind to. Hey, if you work hard enough, you can be the best. Hey, you know, hard work beats talent. And so whatever it is they want to do, whether it's sports or whatever they want to accomplish, these are things that we tell them, because kids that are confident that their parents will have their back if they fail,
yeah,
they try so many more things. Then the kid doesn't know if they're going to be in trouble if they fail, or is someone going to be there to pick me up, you know?
And so yeah, that's good.
That we want to teach our kids, like, hey, we're here for you, but you got this. You can do this.
Yeah, that's good.
And then the last thing I have is that the most important one is that our kids mimic us. You got to ask yourself, how am I talking about myself in front of my kids?
Yeah.
You know, because these little girls that are watching me, or even your sons that are watching how you talk to yourself, they're going to copy those things. So one thing that we don't do, and I'm very quick to call someone on this, is when they start talking negative about themselves in front of my kids, or they start talking negative about somebody else in front of my kids, it's like, I try to shut the conversation down, because I don't want them believing that that's what adults do.
That's good. You know, that's really good.
That when I get older, I'm supposed to do these things or talk about people, or, you know.
So right.
That's a lot of how we learn things, is, oh, that's what adults do. You know, they talk about other people, or they talk negative about themselves. And so I don't want my kids to ever look in the mirror, and they're going to, right? We're all human. They're going to doubt themselves.
Sure.
But I don't want it to be because of my helping. You know, I don't want them to see, oh, well, mom says this about herself, so look at me in the mirror. What are my flaws, you know?
Right, right.
So, yeah. So that's something that we are very...
And it also, I think, teaches your children, too, to kind of have a inward attitude. Like, it's looking inward all the time at themselves, as a looking outward to those around us. Every day we're an example to our kids. And we can make our own choice to say, okay, I'm going to mimic Jesus. I'm going to show them God's love and show them that my worth is in Him. Or we can, waddle in our own self-pity and pride. Right?
Yeah, for real. So, that's a great way to put it.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you would like to conclude or say?
Yeah, I think just to say that, you know what, we're all human. We're all getting better. And as women, always being compared and trying to figure out, you know, if this Instagram mom looks so happy in her post, you know, just to say, you know what, God made me me. And God gave me my kids because He knows who I am. So I have what these kids need, and I can get better, and I can grow, and I don't have to live this way forever. And just, you know, taking it day by day and saying, no one's perfect, and nobody you look at is perfect, and no one you see is the most confident in everything that they do. And so I just think if we just all say, okay, I'm taking it one step at a time, I'm going to figure this out, as long as I'm trying to get better, and as long as I'm, you know, trying to just self-improve and love Jesus more, I'm going to figure it out.
Yeah, that's so good. And, I mean, this has been fantastic. I absolutely love this topic and all the things that you've brought to light to encourage not only me, but so many people that will listen to the podcast. And so I thank you so much for coming on the podcast and sharing those.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, sharing those principles and the truth of who we are in Christ. And again, I just want to reiterate, if you haven't subscribed, please take a moment to subscribe and to give some reviews and stars so other people can find the same encouragement. You can also share this episode with someone who could be dealing with not being confident, and it's keeping them from what God has for them. Thank you so much for listening, and we will talk to you next time on the I Can Relate podcast.